Welcome to this learning segment focused on the evolutionary spiral, a multi-purpose genuine contact tool. I'm Rachel Bolton, and I'm here with Birgit Williams. In this learning segment, we're going to orient you to the evolutionary spiral and offer a simple example of working it to help you begin to see what is possible in working with this tool as part of your everyday work and bigger assignments and projects.
This evolutionary spiral, this is the evolutionary spiral. You work with it starting at the bottom and moving upward through discernment, readiness, engagement, construction, implementation, and monitoring and adjustment as that last level. We'll share more about each of these turns of the spiral in a few minutes. This tool has many uses. Some of them include leadership development, organizational development, undertaking any project, no matter the size, designing a needed change in an organization, designing an organizational transformation, designing a workshop or other training, and planning for a meeting, especially useful for participatory meetings. These are some common uses of the evolutionary spiral. There are so many more. As you practice using it, you might find yourself starting to think about everything that you undertake using this approach.
All of the uses of the evolutionary spiral have one thing in common. Each use implies the need for something to change, something to be different than it was. The evolutionary spiral is a change framework that will support you as you navigate your way through change. It's common when undertaking any kind of project to approach completing the project from a project management standpoint. In the genuine contact way of working, our experience shows that every project brings about change, and using a change framework rather than a project management framework can increase the likelihood of success.
The diagram is read from the bottom up, signifying the creation of a foundation and then building up from this well-thought-out foundation. The assumption on which the evolutionary spiral is based is to go slow, to go fast. In other words, take time to build your foundation well at the beginning. Doing so will allow you to go fast in your undertaking. And in today's environment of constant change, sometimes rapid change, the foundation that you build will help you to monitor and adjust your change work in accordance with unexpected change.
So let's take a look at this piece here, this service delivery model as a starting place. When you are working with the evolutionary spiral, you first choose a business or development goal that you're working on. This might be something like culture change, organizational wellness, improved innovation, creating a strategic plan, or team leadership. If you're looking for a little support to clarify your business or development goal, we recommend making use of this service delivery model. It's also a genuine contact tool, and using it before progressing with the evolutionary spiral. You'll find a self-study tutorial about the service delivery model accompanying this video to learn more about working with it. Once you have clarity about the business and/or development goal, proceed with using the evolutionary spiral to support your progress in achieving the goal. Let's dig into the six turns of the evolutionary spiral a bit more. Starting at the bottom of the model, discernment is for exploring the topic itself and discerning what appears to be fact from the perspective of those involved. Assumptions get examined, with useful assumptions to support the endeavor being agreed on. We then move up through the next five turns of the spiral. Readiness accomplishes exploring how ready the organization is to undertake the intended goal in relation to its capacity to do so. It identifies whether further work is needed to achieve readiness for moving forward. This may include developing a plan for increasing capacity. Readiness is important for successful goal accomplishment. Engagement, the next turn, accomplishes sorting out the actual engagement for moving forward, recognizing that accomplishing the goal requires engagement of the people who will implement the goal. Engagement is a step beyond readiness, and paying attention to engagement in its own turn prevents the mistake of concluding that readiness implies engagement. It does not. Construction accomplishes the design of what is determined to be the best approach, possibly a strategic plan, for going forward to achieve the business or development goal, including identified outputs and outcomes. During construction, the people involved are looking ahead to implementation, monitoring and adjustment as part of the construction. Implementation, carrying out implementation in this phase, is based on the design created during construction. This may include the development of an operational plan if an operational plan was not part of the construction. The final turn, monitoring and adjustment, is usually thought about during construction regarding a plan for how progress will be monitored and the mechanisms to be used for making adjustments. The adjustments are made to how the plan is being implemented, or maybe the plan itself. Let's take a look at some sample questions and statements for each of the six turns. We're sharing these with you just to get started. For each project you work on with the evolutionary spiral, it's important to choose the just right questions for each turn of the spiral.
The first turn of the evolutionary spiral is discernment. This turn is about exploring the topic itself and discerning what appears to be fact from the perspective of those involved. Some of the statements and questions you might work with in this turn of the spiral are creating a learning container for the project, shared understanding of common ground, shared understanding of diversity. What are we getting ourselves into? What are our assumptions here? Next is readiness. In this turn of the spiral, you explore how ready the organization is to undertake the intended goal in relation to its capacity to do so. Questions and statements you might work with include, do we have the resources and structures, like time and money, to do it? Are we physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ready to embark on the learning journey we're undertaking? Are we healthy and balanced enough to undertake this project? Do we have the capacity? Is leadership ready in its support for this project?
After readiness, you move into the next turn of the spiral, engagement. The activity here is about sorting out the activities for engaging the people who will implement the goal in constructing the plan that will be implemented. Questions and statements here include, are we willing to engage with this change? Are the leaders willing to be part of the change? What do we need to know to get engaged in this change? What does this change mean for me?
And that brings us to construction. This turn of the spiral accomplishes the design of the best approach for achieving the business or development goal, including identified outputs and outcomes. statements and questions here might be, what is the approach method for achieving the development or business goal? Will what we are constructing get us there? We might figure out how together. Bring in the broad field of knowledge from those who will implement the plan.
Next is implementation. This turn is about carrying out implementation based on the design that was created during construction. Questions and statements you might use here are, do it, what, when, and where? Is it working? Implementing construction plan together. Implementing action and implementing time for monitoring and adjusting structures.
The final turn of the spiral is monitoring and adjustment. Monitoring and adjustment are usually thought about during construction regarding a plan for how progress will be monitored and the mechanisms to be used for making adjustments. The adjustments can be made to how the plan is being implemented or to the plan itself. Questions and statements in this turn of the spiral can include, are we on track in implementing the plan? And if not, what needs to be adjusted? Is the plan working or does it need adjustment? Are we still fulfilling our purpose? Are we sustainable? What are we noticing? What are we learning? That brings us to the end of your orientation to what's inside each turn of the evolutionary spiral.
After using the evolutionary spiral a few times to feel confident in its use, you can add greater depth to your work with each turn of the spiral. To do this, for each of the six turns of the spiral, use another genuine contact tool, the medicine wheel tool, to guide you in figuring out the questions that you want to have answered in each turn of the spiral. By using the medicine wheel tool, you will have questions related to purpose, leadership, vision, community, management, relationships, and circle of the whole in every turn of the spiral. You'll find a self-study tutorial for the medicine wheel tool accompanying this one to support your learning if you aren't familiar with it yet. Using the medicine wheel tool with the evolutionary spiral ensures that there's a pattern to the questions throughout all six turns and ensures that you are considering the initiative or project from a holistic, all-encompassing approach.
Before we wrap up this tutorial video, you're invited to do a little homework to get you thinking about using the evolutionary spiral and how you might explain using it to others. Imagine you are asked to lead a new project. Your boss assumes you will take a project management approach to drive the project to success. With the project, you realize that your organization will have more success with the project if you use an approach that takes into account that every project brings about change and also needs to thrive in a performance environment of constant change. You decide to use the evolutionary spiral as a tool for your success with the project. What would you say to your boss to support your choice of working with the evolutionary spiral? This is a good time to make some notes about that. As you think about what you might say, our tip for you is that it can be best to speak in terms of benefits.
And that's it. In this tutorial video about the evolutionary spiral, you were introduced to a sample of uses of this tool, making use of the genuine contact tool, the service delivery model, prior to working through the evolutionary spiral. The evolutionary spiral is a change framework, the tool itself, sample questions and statements to use when going through the evolutionary spiral. Incorporating the genuine contact tool, the medicine wheel tool, with the evolutionary spiral. As we come to the end of the tutorial, you're invited to spend some time reflecting on how using this tool might benefit you in your work. And remember to complete the homework of making some notes about what you would say to support your choice of working with the evolutionary spiral.